Dream to learn, or launching servers and brushing up on my hair. In the world of painting, I have finished 3 large lessons on the subject of painting realistic hair. In the jewelry world, I must slowly become accustomed to remeshing, which is rebuilding complex 3D shapes polygon by polygon. Yikes! In the computer world, the audio files have outgrown free services, and I am no longer able to upload my oldest poem recordings. I have a new server for that now. In the music world, I spent a few moments multiplexing my voice today. I sang a song and applied different filters to make an interesting singing voice. All of these are examples of things that call to me, and they are just leaping one over another. Each is really interesting. I was singing, reviewing Gulp and Grunt. I'm setting up a diagram for a new build system right now. I was fixing shadows in Purdy, a recent silly painting. I created a new painting and fixed a time lapse with Image Magic commands because I resized it wrong. This is real learning. This is applied education. It's humble, but honest. It is not sorted or categorized. It is just a blast of fun challenges that later on add up to create something greater. And I dare say they add up more than the cut-up subjects in school. But if I had to sit down and study microbiology, or improve my sushi skills, or learn more about translating mathematical formulas to JavaScript, well, that wouldn't be as rich and tasty morsels of talent and knowledge, because that is not calling to me. If I was told what to work on, then these beautiful marvels would act as if they were a distraction. And nothing could be further from the truth, from reality. The things that call to me are the real education. This is how people learned before we had schools. They listened to what is calling to them, and then they gently followed. And yes, we need schools, but they need to be more advanced. Because in the state that they are in right now, they may actually prevent learning for real, and will certainly slow it down to a crawl. Schools need to provide safety, shelter, and support so that students can begin to dream, and then begin following those dreams in their own sequence, at their own speed. Until then, the finest, fastest, and most powerful education we can get is still self-education.